a relationship was going sideways, or someone screwed you over, someone took advantage of you, someone did something they should never have done, but the fear you felt was as if you were gonna die. Welcome to the Dean Graziosi Show. All success starts right here. How to convert all the information you guys have into action was the number one question we got over the last 30 days. So my team can go and use code words and figure out this is for you. I had this on my list of what I was gonna do, and I created a process on how I do it. So the first thing is overwhelm and confusion come into play. So you go to a live event and you come home with notes and you say, I'm finally doing it. I'm finally gonna get into real estate. I'm not dabbling anymore. I'm finally gonna extract what I know and I'm gonna create a weekend online workshop. I'm doing it. I got the course, I got the notes. Okay, I'm confused. Where do I start? The part that I wanna share, and we're gonna go into it deeper, is we have to think of today as far as chunking it down. Because when you say, I'm gonna be in the knowledge industry, oh my God, that's overwhelming. You're already in a business probably. You're already doing something. You wanna do more. How do you fit all in? So confusion and overwhelm is part of it. That's okay. But that's where most people get tripped up. I got 20 steps we're gonna go over today. Most people get tripped up on step one. This is confusing. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. Okay, maybe I'll figure it out this weekend. And you'll put it off this weekend to next weekend. And then 5 weeks will go by, 6 months will go by. It'll be a year, 5 years, it's over, right? So it's time to clear space. So I'm gonna give you the action steps, but I'm gonna give you some steps that you might not be thinking of, but I wanna tell you how I do this. Clear some space, and that's emotionally and physically. Now, you know I'm a big opponent of not to-do lists, but when it comes to saying, like, think about this. If you have a bookshelf, I've been using this analogy, oh my God, I bet you I used this 15 years ago. If you have a bookshelf with your favorite books on it, and it's sitting behind you. Let's visualize. Instead of that fake brick back there, that fake white brick, it's a bookshelf. And there's books on it. And those books represent your life and all the things you do. And those books are labeled a million different things. The current thing you do for a living, the current thing you do for fun, spending time with your family, with your children, with your husband, with your wife, with friends, work, lunch breaks. All your bookshelf is filled. I haven't met too many people in today's world where they go, you know, I got about 4 hours a day. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't think one of you have that, right? So if you think about your life as a bookshelf, when something new comes in, we have to clear space. We can't extend our bookshelf. The bookshelf is what it is. You only have a certain amount of time in a day. It's what's on the bookshelf that matters. So if you see all these things that are labeled, sometimes you have to destroy something. You have to throw something away and able to create something. So what I'm not kidding you, I've been doing this for years. I haven't done this in a couple months. Maybe I probably haven't thought through this way in a year, but I'm going back to it. I would visualize my bookshelf and say, I do this, I do this, I do that. And then all of a sudden, a book would come in that's better. Meaning a greater opportunity. Yes, I can be a hairstylist and make 75 grand a year. But if I teach others how to be a hairstylist, I might be able to do that a month. I shouldn't even use numbers. I'm just using an example. And I should say I can impact other people. I can share my knowledge, my expertise. I can help and make an impact on the world. So now you're looking at a book that's like, I'm a hairstylist. And you go, I want to be someone who teaches and get exponential impact, exponential income. I want to teach others how to do it. You have to fit that bookshelf on. Now, you might not be able to throw your job away cutting hair because you got to pay the bills. So you got to look on the whole bookshelf and so go, oh, wow. I go out with my friends every Thursday and Wednesday. We talk about nonsense. I don't like drinking anymore because I feel like crap. I'm going to throw that book out. I love the guys. I'll do something different. I love the girls. You take that out and you slide in. I'm going to be a teacher now. I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna go through the Knowledge Business Blueprint course. I'm gonna do one step at a time. And you just allocate new books on the shelf that can enhance your life and bring you towards that full potential. I hope this is making sense because it makes so much sense in my head. But then what I hope is that once you get the momentum and whether that's houses, whether that's marketing, whether that's being in the information business, once you see, oh my God, my last two workshops replaced 2 months worth of revenue. Okay, time for destruction again. I'm not cutting hair anymore. You pull out the hair book, you throw that over your shoulder, you take this book and you slide it in there. My new income is teaching other people how to do it. Of course, I'm saying hair because my wife's in the hair industry and we have her new salon opening this week, so it's on my head. And she's teaching others now too. Then as life evolves, you have another, you keep looking at the books that used to serve your life. Think about that. When you were at a certain level in your life. There's things I love to do in my 20s. I'm going to consider doing them now. There's things that I thought were really important to my success in my 30s. I'm embarrassed that I like them now. There's things in my 40s that I thought, 40s were thought they were everything. They're nothing to me. Those books, eventually, you have to observe the books and grab the ones that don't fit you, don't serve God, the universe, your bigger future, and you got to throw them out, always making space, because you're going to want to throw those out. Because now that you have the bookshelf in, on how to, I'm saying you have the book on the bookshelf, on, I'm using this silly analogy, on how to help others be great at hair, and you're making great money, you need more space because now you got to scale. Now you want to ramp up your marketing. You got to throw out those junk books and you got to go take a great marketing course or the next section of a course or learn more, and you got to slide in. This time is well spent on scaling my business, marketing my business, bringing in new talent, hiring an operations manager. I want to open up my second store. So do you see how it's always moving? But what happens with everybody, the reason you don't get things done, and I mean you, if you're watching me, you're more effective than most anyone, is we get all this information. We go to an event, you watch my course, you're fired up, and you come home and you're just trying to slam new books on the shelf and there's no space. And what happens? If you leave them on the shelf and walk away, they fall off. They fall out of your life. So, silly analogy. I haven't shared that analogy in probably 10 years, but I've talked about that virtual bookshelf forever because I'm still working on it. There's things I are on my bookshelf right now that were once a dream. There are things that I'm stopping doing because of time that make me in a great deal of money, allow me to make great impact. I don't have time. I still own 300 houses. Real estate's my life, and I'm buying multifamily stuff. But I just told my team 3 months ago, sell every house I have. Sell every house I have. Real estate's been my life. I love real estate. I love teaching. I love doing it. It allowed me to be a millionaire in my 20s when I was broke. Found a way to do it with no money. Love real estate. But that book's got to go because right now my mission is to make self-education the new norm with Tony Robbins. And I love that partnership. I love his friendship. He's one of the dearest people in my life. And we've created a damn movement. And I'm spending the next 20 years to fix the broken education system. I'm spending the next years, I'm having a baby. My wife's pregnant right now. Oh my God, amazing. I want to be that dad that I was for my 10 and 12-year-old. I want to be that dad for my newborn. And I want to show, I want my kids and my wife to see that together, Tony and I fixed a broken system. So I need more books off that shelf. So I'm taking real estate, at least owning those properties, because I want to take those off the shelf. There's about 3 other companies I own. I have another company with the dearest friends of my life, and I just decided to merge out of that company because I want complete focus on fixing a broken education system. I had to throw out books that one day I'd be like, are you crazy? You're going to throw out a, you know, whatever income or whatever. Are you nuts? No, I'm not nuts anymore because I realize I can't get to the level I want to get to by trying to have all those books in my bookshelf. All right, that went way longer than I thought. But think about that. What books do you need to throw out? Here's another one I like. Make it a game that you must win. What does that mean? Sometimes fear really screws with you, right? I still get afraid of stuff. Very few things now because I'm 50 and I've been in business for 30 years. I've had everything possible happen to me, go wrong. You know, people doing the wrong thing, me doing the wrong thing. I make just as much mistakes as anybody else. But sometimes there's still things that scare me. Going after the education system, putting all my eggs in one basket for the next 20 years. Like, I've committed to this for the next 20 years. That's scary. I feel blessed. If I wanted to sell everything I have and bail out right now, I don't think I could spend the money I have. I'm going to say that to brag. And I'm working harder than I've ever had. I'm having a baby at 50. I'm in a marriage that was my absolute soulmate. Man, I get scared to death. I'm like, what if this goes wrong? What if I invest all my money in here and I'm not diversified enough? What if I invest my money in here and the school system comes after me? Or something crazy. Like, any, when you're in business, anything happens. The rug gets pulled out from underneath you at least every 3 years. You never saw it coming. It's like a car hit you and kept running. You're like, I didn't see that coming. Believe me, it happens. So how do you keep going? What if you make it a game? What if you go, wow, I'm going to do this. And you start to, you know, as Tony says, you could shift your state in a moment. You could shift your thoughts in a moment. Something that's afraid. Listen, there's a million things in all my books and Millionaire Success Habits, lots of things that I could teach you. But I've recognized that one of the best ways to convert fear into power is just to decide to. Like, this is something that usually scares me. And right now, it doesn't scare me. Right now, it is going to be my fuel. What if I, creating my first mastermind, getting my first deal done, what if it was a game and I plan on winning? Do you like winning games? Yeah, so strategize. It's a silly little thing that I just do inside my head because all of it starts here. This is about mindset and momentum today, right? How can you convert it into a game so it's not so scary anymore? Because usually when we're fearful, we're creating an outcome that could never be possible. We have fear as if we try to do our first workshop and it doesn't go perfect, that we will die. Like, we will die. Think about that. Who in here, give me a yes if you've ever made a decision, like you're trying to make a decision. Give me a yes right now and I'll look. I try not to look too much because I don't want to get like squirrel. I keep looking, right? But give me a yes right now. If you've tried to start a business, thought about it, or a business of yours was going sideways, or a relationship was going sideways, or someone screwed you over, someone took advantage of you, someone did something they should never have done, but the fear you felt was as if you were going to die. Internally, like you were shaking, you were scared, you were frustrated, you didn't know what to do. Like, oh my God. And think about it now, right? I say that because I know this. I've been there. I get it. I appreciate all the yes and the honesty. Fear is freaking scary. So what I've done is figure out ways to make it a game. I don't mean risk your life like it's a game. But if you can shift your perception of this and realize that that fear is the opposite, that's the opposite of good, the opposite of success. It is there on purpose because if you can't hurdle that wall, you're meant to stay where you are. And I am not letting that happen, not on my watch. If you're going to be here with me, you're going to be a part of my inner circle, KBB, HPM, anything, you're going to be with me. We are not letting a wall get in our way. We are not letting fear stop us. We are going to continue forward. And if overcoming that means make a game out of it, then make a damn game out of it. This kind of goes along with the same thing, and we're going to get to a little more tactical stuff. Try to enjoy the journey rather than the outcome. You're like, oh, Dean, that was revolutionary. Never heard that before. Of course you've heard it. But I'm hoping you're in a different state right now. I'm hoping you're in a different frame. You're here with me. You're taking the time. I forget this. If I forget this, where I live it every day, where I talk to my dear friend Tony Robbins at least once a day, if I forget to enjoy the freaking journey, I would bet to say you do too. And if you don't, you're a better man, you're a better woman than me. Definitely a better woman than me. When I say enjoy the journey, are there growing pains when you go from this version of you? Like if you're 2.0 and going to 3.0, 3.0 to 4.0, it's amazing to grow, but is there growing pains? Of course. Do you fail along the way? Of course. Do you stumble? Absolutely. Do people let you down? Yes. Do you question yourself? Of course. But when you can look back on your past and realize the only way you got to the last level of your life is that you stumbled, you failed, you didn't know if you should, you had a thought of going backwards where a safe zone was, but you kept going and you got to another level. It's all the same. It's been happening your whole life. If you just look back at the last 5 years, then the five before that and the five before that, you've been failing, miserable, learning. What if we could just make a decision today that that's part of the journey? If you're watching me, you want another level. Know that some of the shit's going to happen. Know that things will go sideways. Know that you'll doubt yourself. Know that other people will tell you it can't work. Know that you got to throw shit off your bookshelf or it's not going to work. Know you're going to feel overwhelmed. And guess what? It's all worth it because that's God or the universe, whatever you believe in, putting that in your way to see if you're worthy to the next level. So if we're going to go through it, what if we just find a way to hack our brain to enjoy the journey? What if we just know that something's going to come in our way? I have a dear friend, that said to me the other day, he's like, with so much going right, know that there's something wrong coming. And that's okay. That's what it's supposed to be there. That's what balances. You don't know hot until you see cold. You don't know high until you know low. You don't know success until you know failure. It's the complete opposite. So as simple as that sounds, and you've heard it before, why not find a way in your own mind to go, oh shit, I'm going through this right now. Because it's God or the universe, whatever you believe in, preparing me for my next level. What if right now you are being prepared, you are being judged if you are ready for the next level? That's why there's so much crap going on in your life. That's why there's so much, so many obstacles out there in every way. It seems like somebody's closing a door. Do you want it just that they close the door in your face? Do you just want to stand outside the door and go, hey, hello, can you open it? Hey, I'm not moving till this door opens. Or do you want to just go, that one's closed, go find another door. Try every door you possibly can. That's how you move in life. So if we're gonna go through this life, if we're gonna experience pain and pleasure along this journey, then why not? Why not find a way to make the journey enjoyable, not just the end result? The end result, if you're in our KBB program, it's the journey of getting there. It's us being in the group every week. It's learning. It's figuring out what your superpower is. It's laying out your agenda. That is the magic. It's not the magic when you do your first event. That is the byproduct of the magic. And then when you do your first event, you're going to learn so much that the next one's going to be easier. And the next one's going to be easier. And if you're doing real estate, your first one's going to feel that way. It's the journey to get there. I tell everybody, I tell my kids, just, it's Kaizen, one little step at a time. Keep accomplishing. Keep enjoying the journey. Keep moving forward. Have a culture of progress. Learn from other people that are doing it. Keep moving forward. Go an inch a day. Make progress. All of a sudden you look up at you're at the closing table. Look up and you got 40 people in your first mastermind. And the byproduct of your journey is the success that you've been looking for. I hope you enjoyed seeing behind the curtain of one of our inner circle trainings, where each month we teach next level mindset, marketing, and momentum. The three M's that I believe are the difference between wanting more and actually achieving more. If you'd like to be a part of our inner circle, we created a really special opportunity in these unprecedented times. Well, they're unprecedented times, so we created an unprecedented opportunity. And right now, you can go to deansnextlevel.com. That's deansnextlevel.com. Watch a quick video and see how you could be part of the inner circle for less than about a movie and dinner a month and gain those next level capabilities to thrive in these uncertain times. If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. Remember, all success starts here.